Now, the rest of the story. The uncivil war started at Fort Sumter, a northern-occupied island stronghold off the South Carolina coast. The rebels told the Yankees to evacuate. The Yankees stalled for time, so the Rebs began bombarding. At 4:31 Friday morning, the 12th of April, 1861, and thus was the nation plunged into the most tragic chapter of its history. The siege of Fort Sumter lasted 34 incredible hours. The identity of the soldier who fired the first shot remains in doubt, but virtually everything else regarding that historic battle has been scrupulously recorded. Now, when Fort Sumter was built, it was believed their masonry could stop any cannon shell, and perhaps in those days it was true. However, the very first cannon fire on the fortress from a Confederate cannon on James Island, the cannonball sailed right on through Sumter's outer wall like an anvil through angel food cake. There were 48 big guns at Fort Sumter, but the Federal garrison defending her was so small that not all of that artillery could be manned simultaneously. By dramatic comparison, there were more than 4,000 Confederates and at least 70 guns on the attack. So everyone had to know that it was only a matter of time. Nonetheless, the battle raged. Fort Sumter's barracks caught fire three times that first day. Confederate bombardment was constant and heavy. A thrill charged the city of Charleston. Wide-eyed spectators gathered at the shoreline battery and stood on rooftops to cheer. Union troop ships could be seen approaching in the distance. Would they rush in to defend the fortress, or would they stay at bay? One young eyewitness, enraptured by it all, later wrote, quote, "A perfect sheet of flame flashed out, a deafening roar, a rumbling, deadening sound, and the war was on." That night it rained and the guns were silent. But shelling resumed early the next morning. Once more, the barracks caught fire. And then the officers' quarters caught fire. The Federal garrison was running low on ammunition. The fort was crumbling around them. And that's when the Yankees did the only thing that they could do. They surrendered. But now you're going to hear of the miracle of Fort Sumter, because now you're going to learn the rest of the story. Nobody was killed. Nobody was killed? Nobody. After 2 days of some of the heaviest fighting of the entire Civil War, after some 4,000 shells had been fired in Charleston Harbor, only 4 men were slightly injured by falling bricks. Not a single human life had been lost on either side. In fact, it was not until the third day, now that would be Sunday, April 14, during the official surrender ceremony, that a federal cannon saluting the Stars and Stripes, the salute cannon misfired, killing a couple of Yankee soldiers and injuring 4 more. That's right. What I'm saying is that through 2 days of bombardment and 2,500 officially registered hits, the defenders stayed healthy until they surrendered and then saluted themselves to death. Now you know the rest of the story.